It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
I'm glad, like, you haven't completely closed me off, you know? And I guess there's still, like, there's, like, a little bit of light left. You know, like, there's, like, a sliver in the doorway. I'm gonna pry that open.
We're going to pry this episode open on Game of Roses.
Even though we're not in regular season, even though we're not playing the main game of Bachelor or Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise is a side game. It's almost like a minor leagues to the big leagues, if you will. And in Paradise, a player can certainly increase their Instagram following. They can make new connections with other players so that they will maintain active status in the Instagram world of The Bachelor. And they have the possibility of becoming Bachelor royalty, like Jade and Tanner or Carly and Evan. Or
if you play your game right, it is also an audition for the main game, Bachelor and Bachelorette. So it's basically training for the big leagues. You could be a Nick Viall who basically auditioned in Paradise to become Bachelor after he had been out of the game.
Or Colton did the same. One interesting thing to note about Paradise is that when you walk into this game, your Instagram numbers are practically stamped on your foreheads. Every other player knows what your Instagram number is because you have all been following each other for a year or so, or however long it's been since you've been on the primary show. You've been going on the music festival circuit with all of these people, which they all do once you graduate from Bachelor or Bachelorette and you're in the dating pool. You go to every music festival with all the other people in that dating pool. You get in each other's photos, you hashtag, you tag, all of that to get your numbers up. So if you're walking into Paradise as one of the top Instagram follower numbers, you have clout, as we saw tonight with Blake.
Right. It's top Instagram followers, and also your position in the game, how many rounds you made it, also matter a lot. So Blake is coming into this as a finalist. In their eyes, I mean, they all see Blake as like some sort of god, which is very confusing. Both him and Hannah G were finalists, have a lot of Instagram numbers. They are the first two that we see on the beach. And I think that the placement of where the players are in terms of if you're first on the beach, it means the show is putting a lot behind you. They want you to have a love story. We have several engagements coming out of first placement on the beach.
Certainly, if you appear first, it means the producers who make that selection are giving you the most screen time possible because you will be on the show from the very beginning until whenever you're dismissed, if you are. Which leads us to really the first strategy that you should be employing if you come onto Paradise is a very simple one. You hopefully have already pre-arranged it with somebody through Instagram, through any of the social media events that you do with the other players in the dating pool, through the music festival circuit, Stagecoach, as we got to hear on here. That's a place that they like to go. You should have already arranged a strategy with someone prior to even setting foot on the beach, which is we will select each other from the get-go and stay together through the entire show, guaranteeing us the most amount of screen time, and we will then have an engagement, potentially a wedding. In some cases, they actually have babies, but you don't have to take it that far if you just want Instagram followers.
Bachelor in Paradise is mainly a game of pairing up early and staying through till the end.
Yeah, and then you want to be a success story. You want to be one of the celebrities that comes off Paradise, and there's only two ways to do that. One is almost impossible, and that is to become the Bachelor or Bachelorette off of Paradise. Not impossible, but it's close. Statistically, it's very unlikely that that will happen to you. What is more likely is that you would have some relationship that forms on Paradise and carries you into an Instagram partnership. So let's get into it. This was the first week in Paradise. The first to appear on the beach were
Hannah G and Blake. Christina took him on a date to corner him.
But it seemed to me that she was doing it in an attempt to get an apology and then forgiveness, and he wouldn't apologize, which was an interesting play on his part. The apology certainly would have been the easier way to go, and what he did instead was kind of stand his ground and feign innocence. In fact, victimhood at her taking him out there and interrogating him. When he said, you know, I would never ambush you like this. That means I'm the victim. You're doing something that I would never do.
Kaylin, meanwhile, talked about them seeing each other. We talked about skipping Paradise and coming out with, like, us. So like coming out as an Instagram couple, essentially, in the Bachelor world.
She admitted that they had had the conversation about just being famous. We will date to be famous.
When Christina comes in, Lord Harrison says, I'm going to give you a little power. What he does is he gives her a date card. And when you are going into paradise, especially if you're coming in and you're not the first crew, that date card is your power in the game. And you need to use it strategically.
And Christina did not. You want to use it to establish an immediate connection with someone right off the bat. So you do your homework. You talk to all the women and all the men about who's dating who. And you find that out so that you're not stepping on any landmines. You're not wasting the date card. You find someone who's available, potentially even a little desperate, especially if it's going to be a week where your gender needs a rose from the other gender. And you target them with that date card. Instead, yes. She picked a fight with hers. It was very strange. Again, I don't think it was intentional, but wound up being a pretty big error that cost her, I think, in this.
Christina drags Blake away in something that at Bachelor Clues has termed the sequester, where you take them off before they can ask permission from, in his case, Blake had gone out with Tayshia. Blake does counteract that and pulls Tayshia and asks, like, hey, I had a really good time with you on a date, but I'm going to go on this date. And that means a lot to Tayshia. That is a good move in my book.
If you've established any kind of a connection with someone and someone else asks you on a date, in order to go on that date clean, you have to have at least a brief conversation with whoever you've gone out with before to kind of smooth the waters and say, look, this is just what paradise is about. I really liked our thing. You're great. But I do have to go do this, and I want this to be upfront and honest. That's all you have to say, and then you're done. Mm-hmm. You move on. But it didn't work out for Blake, because after all of that, he winds up having a nervous breakdown. And this is where we see the purpose of what the producers are doing. They are orchestrating all of these scenarios to try and produce literally this, a nervous breakdown on TV. It's the highlight, really, of any one of the seasons, is when people break down crying. They use it in all the promos. They'll hit it multiple times throughout the season.
Especially if you can get one of your top guys, one of your finalists, Blake, crying on TV. I'm sure that was used in the promo for this. Christina did say a great line on this date. Blake says, I made my bed and I'm going to sleep in it. And Christina goes, did you change the sheets?
It was a great zinger. Nice little flourish. She has a very smooth play style that she can just throw that out.
I have a random aside here. Wells pretends to be Bibiana's hoo-ha whispers.
Yeah, I wrote down a note about that too. Wells pretending to be her vagina. We've seen him use puppets. Now he's pretending to do vagina role play.
I forgot about the puppets. Annalise confronts Clay. He dated her friend Angela. Annalise feels he's there for TWR for the wrong reasons. Clay immediately gets rescued from Nicole, who he's going on the date with. And then Demi grills Annalise. And this is my play of the game. She asks Annalise, why did you drop that grenade on them right before the date? And Annalise is like, I didn't want to. And she's like, so why did you? I'm really enjoying, Demi's the colorful narrator this season so far, and I'm really enjoying it.
I think we knew that was going to be the case, though. She is a naturally funny person and pretty like quick-witted and has an attitude that comes with like an honesty. She's just a charming kind of character in the show. She's carved out a very interesting niche for herself, and I think they'll use her a lot. I mean, in this last season of Bachelorette, they were writing sketches for her to come into the show that she wasn't even on. Where she's in the back of the van with a surveillance equipment to find out which boyfriend has a...
Carmen San Diego.
They manufactured that. I think they'll continue to do other things like that for her.
Demi said, it's like grandma's off her meds about Annalise. I mean, Annalise is 34. That's a grandmother on this show.
So it really is in that way like a professional sport. You age out somewhere in your early 30s.
Clay and Nicole go on a date, and we have my Jorge Moreno bystander of the week.
It's probably mine, too. I can't imagine who else it would be.
It is the two-year-old child in a cowboy hat who points at Clay and Nicole while they make out under the fireworks.
And she's straddling him.
Yes.
It's a very sexual makeout.
Did you pick the kid, too?
Of course. He's pointing directly at them, trying to tell his parents, like, look over there. Those people have hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers. He probably follows them.
Yeah, Nicole said, it feels like we're really in Mexico, which just really draws the attention to the fact that they are filming in Mexico, but They're in their own little prison.
When you're on campus, you are definitely not free.
Now we have a more in-depth Blake breakdown where he says, this is not how paradise was going to go. My family and friends, it's going to be really hard to see. I'm going to have to go into hiding.
This is his nervous breakdown. They've pushed, I mean, this is day one. He has already hit complete bottom. I have to go into hiding? This is going to affect every aspect of my life and not in a good way? He's already foreseeing the blowback of what's going to happen on social media. That's now.
And by the way, it is true.
Absolutely true.
And he has made some posts on Instagram where he was basically calling Caitlin a liar and he posted her text messages. He immediately deleted them and posted a message saying stop like threatening her, but it was too late. They are in articles. Look them up if you want to.
That's the show we watch. So, I mean, what are we doing? Why are we doing a podcast about these people? What are we doing?
It's for the book, Bachelor Clues.
The podcast is.
We're writing a book.
The book, I understand why we're doing. We're fucking crazy. Oh my God. Oh no, my
it's
God.
Just, it's just because we watched 4 hours.
What has happened?
We watched 4 hours tonight, so it's really feeling like a lot. But anyway, we're almost
that
done.
Whole video. Of the last season.
Yeah, it was a great video.
But
by the way,
why am I doing it?
At Bachelor Clues, if you're interested, has compiled a video that summarizes the entire season of The Bachelorette for Hannah's season. And we showed it to my friend tonight, Kendall, and her response was, I've seen videos just like this, but of 9/11.
I know. That didn't make me feel real good. It made me question a lot of things about myself, but here I am
guys,
still.
Guys, he put a lot of work into it. You should check it out at Bachelor Clues. Anyway.
I put a moderate amount of work into it.
Oh, here's my MVP of the game. Kaylin.
Me too.
Realizes that she has not put any effort into getting her flirt on the beach. She immediately makes a beeline towards Always Be Cam. Always Beach Cam, sorry, says, oh, you're so interesting. This isn't who I saw in Hannah's season, and makes out with him.
That was my play.
Because she knows she needs that rose.
That was my play of the game also.
She literally used him.
She demeaned herself.
I mean, she's my MVP, but my play of the game was Demi's singer.
Oh, she's
Don't
your
you
MVP.
Remember. Yes.
That was my play of the game. It just couldn't have been more blatant as transactional. I'm going to kiss you. You're going to give me that rose because everyone on this beach hates you. It was incredible.
That's literally what it is.
It was
when
it
he
was,
arrived, everyone scattered.
Yeah. And so now she's the only girl showing interest in him. She's going to get the rose. And she had to seal it, though, with a kiss. She knew like a conversation might not be enough. She had to kiss this guy. And you can see in the kiss, she hates it. She doesn't want to be doing this. He's oblivious.
He says it's the best night.
Subterfuge.
John Paul Jones makes out with Onyeka after saying there was no connection there earlier in the night. People are starting to feel the pressure. He also thanks Jane for some tacos while vomiting.
Things happen in this part of the game that are unforeseen in some cases. Certainly vomiting is one of them.
Oh, and last move of the game, Blake pulls Hannah and says, I'm going to do this right. This is Operation Blake trying to restore his image and asks if there's a crack there where she might still be interested and says, I'm going to pry that open.
I truly do think so far of all the people, he sees it as a game.
He sees it as a game of image. He's like, she said like, oh, this is going to hurt my image. You got to like lie about this.
I think he understands it's a game and can't handle playing the game. It's like when a minor leaguer gets called up to the big leagues and he's like blowing the doors off at minor league and then strikes out every time he gets up to the plate because there's like a psychological element of being able to handle the play of the game. You either have to be oblivious that it's a game and really think that you're getting along with these people, or you have to be playing it at a kind of stone cold level like a Nick Vial or Jed Wyatt.
Or Kaylin.
Or Kaylin. I think he's somewhere in the middle. I think he's got like some moral feelings about the shit he has to do in the game. And he also wants to play the game. And you can't really have both.
I mean, he basically at the end of this is like, oh, hey, Hannah, we're both front runners. We have the most followers. Should we do this thing or what?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, most of these people, I think, have talked to each other off the show when they're at Stagecoach or Coachella or whatever. They all have met each other prior to the show at this point. We're in that era of the game. I think very few of these people are meeting for the first time in Paradise. So they all kind of already know who the other one is. And it's like, yeah, it might be fun. Maybe we just hang out and fuck on the beach for however many weeks and bump up our Instagram followers by 100,000 or 200,000.
But you think Hannah maybe made that deal before? I feel like she wouldn't be going after Dylan this hard if that were the case.
Maybe they talked a little bit on Instagram, but they haven't hung out really, you know, mm-hmm. other than these kind of big group things at Stagecoach or whatever, which sound like he was busy with...
Fuckfest.
Yeah. He had sex with who? Who was it? And then who?
He had sex with Christina and then Kaylin the next day.
Next day, Kaylin, yeah. He was busy. He didn't have time for Hannah at that moment, but now he does.
If Stagecoach was just 3 days, he would have gotten her in.
He was my MVP because he turned his poor play around. It looked like he was totally kicked off the show, and he was able to pry open that door and take his place in the game back. I don't know how long he's going to last, but he certainly is going to make it into the next episode and keep it interesting. And on Paradise, I do think much of staying on the show has to do with the producers wanting you there. I think they can orchestrate any scenario to keep you on the show if you're funny or dramatic, what have you. And I think he's situating himself very well for that. He was a front runner coming in, so we know that they already have a lot invested in him. They've obviously built all these stories around him and had all the girls that he had sex with 2 weeks prior to this thing shooting there on the first day.
Yeah.
They're setting all that up. They need to have it pay off, so I think he'll be around for a while.
And if you're first on the beach, you have the most screen time. They also, there is a conversation of a group of them saying, we thought Demi would be first on the beach, aka they think it's a position of prominence, favoritism.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it certainly is. And there's been, as we discuss, huge amount of evidence to show that Demi is a favorite of the producers because they keep putting her in things, specifically
injecting
writing
her
things
into seasons
for her.
Yeah.
Which is great. It means that she's going to have a very long career. She'll be around for a while. I could see her developing a kind of Wells-like
yes.
position, that we see her yearly in some capacity potentially doing the same thing.
I mean, that would be a good strategy for Demi this season, to be like, Wells, can you show me how to bartend? And for that to be an ongoing storyline. Well, it's been our first week in Paradise. We already have several breakdowns. Another 4 hours of my life gone.
It's not just another 4 hours, though, because now we're sitting here doing this.
No.
This is another hour.
It's another fucking...
Then I'm going to edit it. That's going to be another couple hours. Then you're going to upload it. That's going to take you however many hours.
Does not take very long.
Well, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not just the 4 hours of the show. That's a gift. If I could get back to that, to just watching the show, spending no more time on the show than... The time is
just
on
the
television. That's my dream.
Thanks for listening to Game of Roses this week. It's been a great start to the off season.
Thank you for listening.
Praise be Lord Harrison.